Die in underground accident at Mopani shaft in Kitwe. Kalingalinga faces acute shortage of maths and science teachers. In Africa news, a 19 dead in South Africa's Mpumalanga and Limpopo storms since December. For the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Two miners have died following a fatal underground accident at Mopani Copper Mines sob shaft in Kitwe's Vuzakile Township. Copper Belt Police Commissioner Mwala Yui says the incident occurred on Tuesday, January 13, 2026, at around 17:45 hours at sob shaft level 3760. Mr. Yui said the incident was reported to Vuzakile Police Station by Mopani Copper Mines Chief Security Manager Mukunda Mikatazia on behalf of the company. He said the deceased were employees of Reliant Mines, a contractor operating at the Mopani mine. In a statement to Kombon Radio News, Mr. Yui said preliminary investigations indicate that three Reliant employees were working underground at around 06 hours when the person in charge went to test a blasting cable. During the process, a loud explosion was heard and reported. He explained that later in the evening, workers on the night shift discovered a hard hat a gun boot and bloodstains on the walls and ground at the worksite, prompting an emergency response. Mr. Yuyi said the victims have been identified as Josiah Silomba, aged 42, a blaster and person in charge, and Justin Mutamba, aged 50, a utility vehicle operator, both residents of Vuzakile Township in Kitwe. He revealed that the bodies were recovered in the early hours of Wednesday, January 14, 2026, at approximately 03:45 hours. He added that one body was found dismembered while the other was cut into two parts. Meanwhile, the Mine Workers Union of Zambia Moose has expressed a deep sorrow following the death of two miners. Moose Coordinator and Public Relations Officer Michael Kaluga described the incident as tragic and deeply painful for the mining fraternity. Mr. Kaluga tells Combo Radio News that there is need for mining companies, particularly contractors operating at Mopani copper mines, to urgently review and strengthen their safety systems and ensure full compliance with prescribed safety standards. He also urged miners to prioritize their personal safety and assured workers of the union's full backing when safety concerns arise. Mr. Kaluga noted with concern that the fatal accident had occurred barely 2 weeks into the new year, calling on all stakeholders in the mining sector to recommit themselves to accident prevention.
We're deeply saddened by the death of our two fellow workers at FOB shop. It is deeply tragic and painful to lose colleagues in such a manner, and more so that we've just started the year. You know, it's barely 2 weeks into the year, and we record such an accident. So as miners representatives, we're deeply saddened, and at this point, all we can do is send out our deepest condolences to the families of our colleagues, and also to the entire mining community. It's time to check on our safety protocols and procedures. It's very important that we adhere to what has been set by law and industry-wide practices. We must ensure that our miners are always working in a very safe environment, and therefore it is cardinal that as contractors, as the mining fraternity.
And in a related development, the Department of Public Health officials in Ndola have discovered the body of a man at the Ndola City Council dump site in Moshili. The body was reported by Western pickers who alerted the Ndola City Council officers after noticing it at the dump site where they were operating. According to Ndola City Council, the local authority later notified the Zambia police, who visited and examined the scene. The local authority says that due to the advanced state of decomposition, police advised the Department of Public Health to proceed with immediate burial. Waste collectors later identified the deceased relatives, who confirmed him as Hezron Chibuye, aged 47. The deceased was buried on Monday. Meanwhile, last week on Friday, the Ndola City Council Fire Brigade retrieved the body of an unidentified male person, estimated to be between 25 and 35 years old, from the Kabushi Extension Stream near Kabushi Police Post at around 08:21 hours. The body was handed over to Zambia Police and has since been deposited at the Ndola Teaching Hospital mortuary. Kalingalinga Ward 36 councillor in Monali constituency Mukubesa Nyonyi has decried the shortage of mathematics and science teachers in his ward. Mr. Nyonyi cites Kalingalinga Primary School, which has been without a mathematics teacher for over 2 years, as a case in point. He states that the situation has adversely affected PP's performance in the subject. The civic leader says his office has made several attempts to engage the District Education Board Secretary's office, but to no avail. Mr. Nyonyi has emphasized that the lack of qualified teachers in key subjects like mathematics and science can have long-term implications on PP's academic prospects.